His favourite colour was brown all his life, and the second best was grey. That's all I ever remember my father wearing. Because he had such vivid blue eyes. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, that's not what determined his clothes, but looking at him, mm-hmm. his daddy. Mm-hmm. And it was always a good quality. He liked a good quality worsted when he was younger. And he liked a vest. Mm-hmm. But he always wore shoes. And I never remember many pairs of slippers.
Mm-hmm. The three-piece suit then always.
Always.
The vest and the...
Uh-huh. And he despised ties. Hardly ever could get him to put on a tie.
Is that right?
He would do it for funerals and weddings and Christmas dinner, mm-hmm. or to go to church. Mm-hmm. He despised ties.
How did he hold up his trousers?
With a belt, always. Never remember him wearing suspenders.
And they were never called galluses?
Well, now my Uncle Eddie wore galluses. Suspenders. Yes, galluses is a common word.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned overalls in the store. Did you ever hear the word jeans very much?
No, just a bib overalls or the short or the pant overall.
Uh-huh.
Because the jean cloth was associated with overall. A coverall. The three types. A coverall was a complete suit, one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then the overall was the bib. And then the pant.
I see. So the word jeans or dungarees actually was never used.
Never used.
Uh-huh.
And when they wanted it, they made the distinction. They told you what type.
I see. Mm-hmm. How are you
I'm
doing?
Fine.
All right. I'd like then to switch to some questions about let's see. I have a good many here. Here's an interesting one. How would people refer, suppose a lady would come in the store and her father would say, here's something that's very nice, I think that you ought to think about buying it. And she would be impressed with it, and she says, well, I'll have to go home and ask my, what common expression would she say?
My husband.
Husband, would she use the term
husband
like
or his name?
She wouldn't say my man.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. That was never used.
I see. Suppose the reverse, the husband came in.
Most men referred to their wives as wives.
I must
never
ask my wife.
Woman.
Or my missus? Or
no, uh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Except just in a joking way.
Mm-hmm.
But not just in
never
conversation.
Seriously.
Never.
I see. And if somebody would come to Hornsby and you didn't recognize him, how would people refer to him? I wonder who that
stranger is.
A stranger. And a woman.
They might say, who is he kin to? Do you know who he's kin to? I've never seen him before.
Uh-huh. And suppose a woman who's lost her husband would be
a widow.
Always a widow.
Always
a
widow.
A man who's lost his wife.
He's a widower.
Widower. And going to school, were you ever called scholars or people?
Yes, scholars,
were,
often.
There was really a more distinct, more mm-hmm. dignified term.
I like scholar.
Uh-huh.
You're a learner.